This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Siren.
I heard a siren go.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Hey, Gary, what was that?
That's somebody else's bit. I'm doing a bit from a podcast. I hate doing that. And then every once in a while, though, it sneaks through. That's a Paul F. Tompkins character.
Okay. All right. Is it like a bayou dweller?
It's actually a pretty good, it's J.W. Stillwater, the bayou, like he's like a bayou, like fan boat Batman, who's just this like vigilante, like fan boat, guy. Is I heard a crime go, where's the siren? And then like,
okay.
But I heard a crime go, right. Is I think very good.
Yes. I heard a crime go is very good. Paul F. Tompkins is a funny man.
He's a treasure. I follow him on Twitter now and he's like politically very, very chef fingers and good.
Yeah, I can't follow comedians on Twitter. I just
elaborate. Like, is it a Roma curse? Like, is it the sequel to Thinner but worse? Like,
no, I just don't think that they're that funny or interesting on Twitter. Yeah, it's just not been my experience.
I mean, several of them aren't.
Yeah,
that's definitely true.
Yeah, I mean, if there was somebody who would break that, it would probably be Paul F. Tompkins. But you know, you need to understand my prejudice.
I mean, I like, do I?
I don't know.
I guess, like, you know, I suppose I understand it. It feels extremely anecdotal.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not losing anything by not following them. You don't read people's Twitter timelines anyway.
Like, right.
I think you follow people as a show of faith and then just ignore them.
Right.
I think is your stated MO.
Yes. I do not. I do not like open up a Twitter. Yeah. Like I do not open up a Twitter app. You know, like Twitter for me is write only.
Yeah. You just so Paul F. Tompkins would do nothing for you.
Right.
Yeah.
I suppose. So the siren is another in the family of what if there was a lady in the water, M. Night?
It's just ladies in the water too. Like they're not like they so we bag on alignment a lot in this show. I didn't realize like the alignment tells us very little about these things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, what, you know, what do they do? What do they want? And there's just not a lot there.
No.
They like to sing. They think about the sea. Like, that's, the sea's not, what is, come on.
Just contemplating the place where I live.
You know, fuck yourself. Like, you know, what do you mean you like to,
well, sometimes I just like to think about the sea and then I whistle up myself a storm. You know, like, it's like they're Andrew Bird, but like late blue ladies.
Yeah, blue ladies with green hair. Who sometimes are loners but sometimes want company.
Yeah. Just like it's like this whole thing is like a personality test. Like, you know, Virgos are very neat but sometimes they're very messy.
Yeah, it's totally the what is it, not the Carnegie, who's the circus guy, fuck me,
the Ringley,
yeah, Carnegie. The Carnegie thing. Yeah
the how to make friends and influence people.
Just everything about this could apply to anybody.
Yes.
Like, but they don't really have that much in the way of like powers or anything. They've got a touch. They've got a power.
They got the touch.
Right. Which is they will reduce your intelligence if they touch you, and any siren can restore the intelligence. That was sapped by another one. I have no idea what function that serves other than to just serve the purpose of any mostly female creature, which is to bring hot humans back to their lairs.
Yeah, it's got that mind control, like lowers your intelligence for purposes of like seduction,
right,
kind of thing, it feels like. But just there's so much wishy-washy language in this, like, some sirens even choose elves, tritons, and merfolks as mate. Like some certain subsets of this do certain other, like, you know, everything. So what do they actually do? Anything. It's a dumb monster that can do anything.
Yeah,
it's just a blue underwater human. I don't like it. And this whole thing, they often have great knowledge regarding the history of their area and any current events.
Real newsies, current, like, you know.
Water current? Is that what that's supposed to be? Because otherwise, what the fuck?
I don't know. They're just walking charts.
Yeah, he was like, I read a book about tides. Do you want to trade that for some companionship? No, because that sounds boring for me too. Like, that's bad companionship for me and like in good companionship for you. I don't want to listen to you talk about tides, Martha.
Can I mount you to the front of my ship? Because I think you're basically a mermaid, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's a mermaid with an action front, like the with like a mermaid except for where it counts, and that's good in some ways. But just like they constantly talk about waves in it, I'm just not into that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, just a real single issue voter. Yeah.
Single issue boater.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.